weiter. Persha. He tmei tumas sheva ve'amita tmei tumas erev. Now, third case. Perisha. If you separate the leg.
The kara.
The kara. That was what? That was a tumas sheva. He tmei tumas sheva ve'amita tmei tumas erev. And the bed goes down a madrig to tumas erev.
Right.
Last case, Haisa Tameya. No, that's the next case. You're jumping the cases.
That's what I was up to.
Haisa Tameya Tumas
Erev.
Let's say the bed.
This is the new case?
Last case, the third case. Yeah. Let's say the leg was Tameya Tumas Erev. Haisa Tameya Tumas.
What, the Kara was Tumas Erev?
Yeah. Which is what? Which is a Rishon L'Tumah.
Right.
And you attach to the bed. Kula tmei tumas erev. Kula tmei tumas erev. Perushahi tmei tumas erev. Amita tohira. And the mita is tohira.
So what happens?
It goes down one madrega.
So it was a tumas erev, right? So that means it was a rishon.
It was a rishon, and you attach it to the bed.
So what happens now?
You attach to the bed.
Good. So what happens?
The entire bed is a rishon.
Beautiful. What happens?
And now take away the source of tuma.
Then what happens?
So the thing that remains in its state.
The source is rishon.
Rishon.
And the
rest of the bed is tahar.
Tahar. Completely.
Completely tahar.
Unbelievable.
Okay.
It's a gevaldike chiddush.
So we have here all the madregas now. Now let's look at the last part of the Mishnah. V'chein hashem shel mader, the tooth.
Wait, let's pass it over this last case.
If you start out
inside. Don't give me the fingers. Chesed tmei tumas erev. It's a tumas erev. It's a rishon.
Rishon. The chibra. Lamita.
And you connected it to the bed. Kula tamei. The whole thing is tamei what?
Erev. Read what it says. Read the words.
Erev.
The entire bed is a rishon.
Good.
Perisha.
Perisha.
I take away.
He
tamei.
The box is tamei.
Tumas erev. The hamita.
Tahira.
The whole meter becomes Torah. Madir. What is that? That's a new case. What is Shein Shal Madir? Here a picture. We have over here.
Ooh.
A Madir. Let's see.
Shein. 63?
Yeah. Now what is a Shein Shal Madir? Shinayim imatechas al yidei shinei hamatechas nasa kli l'chuluchim matechas. Shein keshehina tmeya. The tooth is tmeya. Sheshim Shal Madir tamei v'yakura misham v'chosa v'chibur l'kayim b'madir zeh v'al p'yishev shabisha sh'akaris ha'shein parukha tuma mimena kishachosa v'chibur l'chazo chosa l'tumos yishan k'din kol k'lim t'ach sh'sham v'tikudan sh'choizum t'umos yishan mashmo sa gruav yali rab nasa kol akli tamei v'tumas sheva misham ha'shein tmeya because the shein is tmeya So basically, I think he's only giving over here one example. But one example is, we have over here this shovel. And let's say you're missing a tooth. Let's say, for example, only you put in one tooth. I don't know if it's been all three tooth. I think even one tooth. You have over here the shovel. And one of the teeth is missing. It's knocked out. So you go to the junkyard. You go to the junkyard. You say, "Can I please put in an order for a new tooth?" So he said, "We got a new tooth, but you should be aware that it's tamei tumas shiva. It's tamei tumas shiva in this example because it made contact with the dead. A dead man brought it into us.
It's a terrible thing.
The one who brought it in was a dead man.
He put it back in this.
So it's tamei tumas shiva.
It's okay.
I'll take it. So you take it and you put it into this shovel. Now this shovel until now." Was mamish tar ah kadosh, but now by taking this tooth that came from a dead man that touched a dead man,
he
now made the entire shovel into a shiva. No, not a rishon. Where did he get this rishon from? It turned into a shiva. Same exact example.
Wow.
What is a shiva? Shiva is an avatoma.
Absolutely.
I put it into the shovel, so the whole shovel now becomes also because of. Then I say, you know what? I don't like it.
Take it out.
What happens to the shovel now?
Back to
goes down one notch.
Rishon
becomes a tumas erev.
Right, erev is a rishon though.
Rishon, it's just like the bed. If the bed starts out with a leg that's an av, I attach it to the bed. The entire bed becomes an av. When I take away that leg, the bed goes down one notch. From Navi goes down into becoming a Rishon.
What's the Rishon by the Zav? What do we call that?
The Rishon by the Zav is the Maga Midras. Maga Midras. Two different lines of Tumah. There's a line of Tumah called Midras, and there's a line of Tumah called Tumas Mace. Two different types of Tumah. So it's the same. Let's see all the Ravs, and then we'll get the Ravs. Mishnah Zayin. Kera. What happened here?
You didn't keep it on?
I pushed the wrong button.
Okay, we're going to cut it over now.
Kera.
So we don't know how many minutes we learned?
No, I do know how many minutes we learned. Kera. Kera shel mita shehayisa tmei midras, a kera of a mita, the leg of a bed shehayisa tmei to midras, who's tmei to midras shedoras hazav ala kera, the zav he sat on the kera kishayisa b'fnei atzma shelohayim mechubal mita, so the zav sits there on the kera kulu tmei to midras the chibur avid lo kiilu kulu guf echad. So we have the starting of the case. We have the zav sits down on that leg. The entire thing now becomes nava tuma. And now when I attach it to the bed, the entire bed becomes Tumas Midras. Right? Now, Hoyso Tumat, new case. Let's say I detach it, it's not sitting in the Rav. Then, when I detach it, it remains in the state of an Avatumah, but the rest of the bed becomes what's called the Maga Midras, which is the Rishon. Next case. Hoyso Tumat Tumas Shiva. Let's say that leg was a Tumas, what's a Tumas Shiva? Kigoyin Shinaga B'meis. It touched. The dead man walks into the room and touches it.
Come on, how does it do that?
What?
Don't say that. It's not possible for that to happen.
So it means that you bring it to the dead person.
Maybe you're buying all the tefillos.
Me too.
And the other way around too.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Pray for the dead, and the dead will pray.
So why does it say that, Taka? Why do you say that? The dead man can't walk into that.
It means that you bring it to the dead. There's a dead man lying down.
Right.
And I take it, and I touch it, and I take it.
Fine, that makes more sense.
Okay, going to Noga B'meis, touch the mace. Tumas Erev, and then I attach the entire bed as an Av, and then I detach it, so it's Tumas Erev. So the bed goes down one notch. What's one notch? Erev. Kigoyin shenoga b'tav emes. What's tumas seven? Erev is something that touches the tumas emes, which means it's a reshine. Next, let's say the third case where you start out when it's tumas erev, and you attach it to the bed, the entire bed becomes an erev, which is a reshine, and now I detach it. So when you detach it, it becomes tahira, because it can't go lower than that. Deloy nit mabin sakera. When the mita does not become tam b'negiya sakera, the rishon who? Because the mita is a rishon. The ain adam v'kelu mekavam tuma elam yavatuma. Ma'ader, what's a ma'ader? Shovel, clay, eights, wood, sheyesh lo shinayim. Or mahavim b'yasatav. He used to go to turn around straw. The sheen of shel mateches. So lefi sheshinayim shel perakim. It's made out of pieces. V'noyatzim b'yan. You can thrust these little teeth into the shovel. Dinay kedin mita shehayisa shel perakim. Like a bed that's made from parts. V'high. When it says v'chein atumah shiva koy de'ein ma'ader mitame midras, when it says v'chein, we're only discussing the laws of the tumah sines, because it's impossible to give a shovel the category of tumah called tumah midras. A zav can sit on a shovel all he wants; the shovel does not become a tumah midras. So when we discussed the chain, we're discussing the Tumas Meis, Shivan Erev. Okay, that's the Mishnah. Okay, so we'll finish Mishnah Zayin. We're up to Mishnah Ches. We're up to Tzilin. Look, all about Tzilin.
Yeah, I like them. Is it really Tzilin, or are those boxes again?
Tzilin. It says Tzilin. Really? Tzilin, oh. Yeah. Okay.